Welcome to Delight in Grace, the teaching ministry of Rich Powell, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Winston-Salem.
Ecclesiastes 12:1 urges us, remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. There is wisdom in living life in context of eternity, remembering the gravity of approaching death. After this short life, we will meet our Creator, the one we were made for. In today's poetic passage, Solomon calls us to live an informed life, especially in our youth. This world is not home for the Christian. Oh, how keeping this truth in focus will alter the way we choose to live today. Let's listen to this message titled, An Informed Life.
We are called to live a good life. We are called to make sense of the journey. How do we make sense of the journey? We can do so by living an informed life. That's the title for today's message, An Informed Life. Because there is information. It is God's self-disclosure. And if we don't have that information, truly life will be vain. And that is why he says in verse 12, he begins, this is the concluding chapter of this treatise. So we need to understand all of it in light of what he concludes in this chapter. He begins the chapter by saying, remember also your Creator in the days of your youth before the evil days come and the years draw near in which you will say, I have no pleasure in them. And so he begins with the Creator, your Creator. That is, he is the starting point of reference, not self. And there's the natural human tendency that comes from birth because of our sinful Adamic nature. We tend to begin to perceive reality starting with self. Okay, so I am. Become self-aware maybe 14, 15 years old, right? And okay, now what is reality all about? Now, is there really a God? Do you know that's exactly backwards? When we begin to understand reality with ourselves, we will end in despair. It'll be vain and despairing. God is that point of reference where we must begin. There is definitely a place for formal apologetics and much of that going on today. And a lot of that belongs in the halls of academia, and that's a wonderful thing. But with the movement that is sweeping particularly the Western world today of trying to disparage the very notion of the existence of God, let me say something that might take you by surprise a little bit. Christians, let's not waste too much time trying to prove the existence of God. I think there are some who do. But the Bible makes very clear that in order not to believe in God, you have to deny and suppress inordinate amounts of truth and information. You have to deny the past, the present, and the future. Well, what about the past? When you look at history, if you're going to say there is no God, you have to deny certain people, certain events, and so many records, verifiable records. You have to deny all of that. But you also have to deny the present. You have to deny the fact that you, in this very moment, are even talking about this issue. You have to deny, when you look at what science has discovered, you have to deny the specified complexity of all of the universe, including you and me. You have to deny the specialness of humanity. You have to deny the fact that immorality even exists. All of that in the present. But you also have to deny the future, because one of the leading vocal atheists says that all of this universe, although it has the appearance of being designed, all it has is blind, pitiless indifference. Now that gives you something to live for, doesn't it? You see, you're denying the future. There is nothing for which to live. And the Bible makes that clear. Experience makes that clear. History has made that clear. All human cultures and societies have made that clear. Here's the truth of the matter and why Solomon begins chapter 12 the way he does. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. You were intelligently designed with purpose. And do you know what that purpose is? It is this: to know God and enjoy Him. That's why you exist. To know God and enjoy Him. Life is from God. And we are persons designed for relationship. That's what persons, that's what people do. We are created by a person. We are created as persons by a person for relationship. Here's how I've said it before. We were designed and created by community for community. What do I mean by that? God is community. Did you know that? Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Eternally preexistent, three in one, one God, three persons. And He has eternally existed in community. And as a community, He created us for community. That's our design. And so, this is how Solomon begins. Remember also your Creator. And that's why it's so important that we must know God in the way that He has revealed Himself to us. Your Creator. Now, we're going to come back to that a little bit later. But let's move on here for a second. Remember your Creator when? In the days of your youth. Now, some of you say, well, it's a little late for me. Right? Well, it's never too late to start. Right? Remember your Creator, but we should start very, very early. Why does He say in the days of your youth? Because in your youth is when you have full mental and physical vitality. You seem to have boundless energy. The youth don't think of death. They think they have eternity ahead of them under the sun, right? Young people don't think about dying. And that's why they have this sense of invincibility. It won't happen to me. It's kind of a natural way to think. But here's the important point of why Solomon says this. Remember your Creator from the days of your youth. Life attitudes and paths are formed in one's youth. Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. That being said, let me make a strong point here, which might make some a little bit uncomfortable, and it is this. We should not harbor children from the subject of death. For many, it's like, oh, that's a taboo subject. We don't talk about that. We don't want to talk about dying. That is foreign to the Scriptures. It is particularly foreign here in the book of Solomon. That's the whole point. You don't want to think about it. Because nobody believes that they're going to die in their lifetime, right? I'm not afraid of dying, I just don't want to be there when it happens. That's how people are thinking. And so Solomon makes it clear, we must think about it. Why is that? Because life is short. And if we don't understand our end under the sun, if we don't understand death for what it is, and we refuse to think about it, we will be living in a make-believe bubble. And we will keep from making some very, very important decisions. But we must understand death. We must talk about it. The reality is, life is short. Statistics show that one out of one people die. We're all headed there. So how does that inform us? This is why Ecclesiastes is in the Scripture. How does that reality inform us today? We are called to have an informed life. And children, while they are young, must be brought to understand that there is something far greater than themselves. Because if you don't bring them to the understanding, not only through the words you say and your teaching, but your example at home, your priorities and values. If we don't teach our children that there is something far greater than themselves, then they will, and you will be perpetuating their notion that they are the center of the universe and everything revolves around them. And that is a make-believe bubble. It is very false. That's why I've said before, and this is not original with me, but if you consider worship, and particularly worship when you're together with God's people, if you consider that to be optional, if that's how your family operates, that worship is optional, we'll go to worship unless we have something better to do, then don't be surprised that when your kids grow up, they consider Jesus Christ unnecessary. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, lest you nurture the selfish notion that the universe centers around them. We can follow careers and make a good living, and those are good things, but to what end? And this is the question that is implied in all of the book of Ecclesiastes. You see, if we are misinformed, or inadequately informed with the information that we have received, then what is in verse 2 will become true of us. Before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars are darkened and the clouds return after the rain, the evil days draw near, and you say, I have no pleasure in them. So we have started talking about your Creator, our Creator, and our youth, why it is so important to remember your Creator in the days of your youth.
Thanks for joining us here at Delight in Grace. You've been listening to Rich Powell, the lead pastor at Grace Bible Church in Winston-Salem. The Delight in Grace mission is to help you know that God designed you to realize your highest good and your deepest satisfaction in Him, the one who is infinitely good. We hope you'll join us again on weekdays at 10 a.m.